Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, diddle-dee.
You certainly, Mike, you certainly have an energy about you today.
Oh, I got a great night's sleep. I got my best night's sleep in Florida, and Oscar got his best night's sleep by taking Midol.
Yeah.
No, melatonin.
Melatonin.
He was searching for the word.
Something with an M.
I thought he said Midol. I wasn't sure.
I might have.
It was actually quite refreshing. And Mrs. O'Mara does not inform me when the baby wakes her up like two or three times in the middle of the night. So when I woke up saying, man, I got the greatest night's sleep, I looked over at Carla and she was looking at me like this.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Because she is not as fortunate as me to get a blissful night's sleep.
You got happy.
And so forth and so on.
That's the problem. You got happy and you can't share happy when she's not happy.
Well, you know, Rob, do I ever really get happy?
You were happy this morning.
Was I happy this morning?
When you got up with that good night's sleep, you were happy. And what happened? Bit you on the ass.
I slept so great. How'd you sleep?
It's wonderful, but it's also Thursday,
which means
it's a special day, which means it's time to break them out, everybody. It's time for our birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
You get now, better every week.
Tighter and brighter.
Right.
For your listening pleasure. Just let me prepare for this.
Okay. Nah. What you drinking?
Mio. In a bottle of Zephyr Hills water.
Now, how close do you live to the Zephyr Hills down there in western South Florida?
We're next to the Zephyr Hills sewage treatment plant, and that's where they get this delicious water for you.
It's poop water, Rob. It's reclaimed water.
You can water your lawn with it. You can drink it and poison yourself with it.
Delicious.
Anyway, it is birthday time, and let's start with a newbie. Welcome to our world.
Welcome to my world.
Our new youngest listener. Miles Patrick Bem.
Yes.
What a neat name. Miles Patrick Bem, born April 2nd, mother and baby doing well. In addition, his cousin Marcus. Not our Marcus, right?
Hi, Marcus. How are you, Marcus?
His cousin Marcus turned 2 on April 5th. And they are both being raised as fervent Baltimore sports fans. Is this a wise move, Mr. Sikorsky?
Hi, Bill.
Is it a wise move? Of course it is. You bring him up from birth. That's the way I was raised. That's the way my family was raised. My boy, if I could ever father a child and have a woman that would lay with me, I'd father a child.
Hold it, Bill. You're married. You're married to Marie Sikorsky.
Yeah, but I don't have no kids.
No.
Yeah, some about Dr. Goldberg out in Pikesville when I went there for my checkup, and he made me, you know, do that thing into a cup, and he said, you don't have any swimmers swimming, Billy.
Did he tell you why that you don't
have? Yeah, he told me why. He said probably genetic malfunctioning. But congratulations to the Gem family, and I hope those sports fans like the Orioles, the Ravens, and all the other Baltimore sports teams to come down to Pike.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot, boys. See you
so
later.
Long, Bill.
Kiss enthusiast Tom Williams is enjoying a birthday this week and would love to hear Gene Simmons talk up Detroit Rock City. Well, let's bring Gene in right now.
Hi, Gene.
The forces of gravity cause my pants to mysteriously fall to the floor.
Hey, you know what's funny is when I say to you hygiene, it's something you really don't practice, is it?
You know, I practice tremendous hygiene.
Even though
I had thousands of women in my dressing room, I would always say, here's a bottle of spray, swab down.
Do you still wash with Kiss brand soft soap?
I use, there's a full line of Kiss Rock and Roll Febreze.
Well, you find in the toiletries aisle.
Yes, in the fine toiletries aisle. Well, now I'm ready to talk up the Detroit Rock City.
All right, wait for the jingle, okay, Gene?
Yes.
Okay.
77 WABC.
Bubbling over with.
Hi, everybody. This is Gene Simmons. You know me from Kiss and Family Jewels. Married to Shannon Tweed. I hope you enjoy your day. Here's some music for Kiss fans, baby. I didn't talk it up correctly. It's hard for me to hear. I'm Gene Simmons. Okay, forget. Worst talk up record in the history of mankind.
I know, it's horrible.
It's close.
Terrible.
Well, I mean,
what do
you expect from a Kiss fan?
Goodbye, Gene.
Bye, Gene.
Nick Butcher has a birthday coming up. At least that's what it says in the mainstream media. But it could be a conspiracy. What do you think, Governor Ventura?
Ah, can't wait.
Hi.
Hi, Governor.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know what?
He couldn't linger. I don't know what it was.
Can I send a quick message to all the Kiss fans out there? Yes. I know you love your band, okay?
Yeah.
But when you call in and you expect Mike to love your band, what you do... Yeah. Is you really are in danger of ruining the birthday segment.
You
so
know,
keep it to yourself.
Can I say, Rob,
yes.
I truly, it means a great deal to me when you are sensitive like this and you are truly sensitive to my needs.
Yes.
And when you know that the Kiss request has really taken the wind out of my sails.
I see it right in front of me. It's like, yeah, it looks like you just gave two pints of blood.
Oscar, you're on the birthday today. There is a nice young man named J.R. Lidgett. Who would love for you to wish him Feliz Cumpleaños or something along those lines.
And it's legit.
Feliz Cumpleaños, JR. Te voy a dejar con esto. Cuando tu mujer se pone un poquito gordita, decide que vaya a hacer un poco de ejercicio.
There was a fat in there somewhere.
I said when your girl gets a little chubby, tell her to go do some exercise.
I'm glad I recognize the gordita. We don't rehearse this. You know? I just heard the gordita, and then I asked him about it, and then it was extremely funny, and he didn't know I was going to ask him about it. I like that. Dateline, Portland, Maine. Everybody's favorite mascot, Slugger Sea Dog.
Do you remember we met Slugger at the ballpark we went out there that day?
You remember it, don't you?
Of course. He was so much fun. The kids loved him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You remember, I do too.
Of course,
you remember
do.
Rob, I do too.
That was kind of hoping what you would say that. Yeah.
Slugger. I remember like it was yesterday. Slugger Sea Dog is celebrating his 20th anniversary by walking from Fenway Park to Hadlock Field in Portland, Maine. We've been to Hadlock Field. I do remember that. I remember when we just stumbled on that game.
That's when we met Slugger.
Slugger Sea Dog. Right. I didn't know we met the mascot. He's walking from Fenway to Hadlock, and yes, that's right, walking. He's doing it to raise money and awareness for Tourette's syndrome. In the words of Wilfred Brimley, if you support his walk, you'll never get any older and you won't ever die. Attaboy, Slugger.
Now, can you imagine making that walk? And doing it in a mascot outfit? Good for him.
Especially, you know, but the good news is it's not going to be hot.
Chill.
Because it's up there in New England. I don't know.
Well, if it gets hot, listen to Kiss records.
Safe travels, Slugger. No one listens to our show harder. I thought I was just going to... I could finish just there. No one listens to our show harder than Merle Rogers. Oh, I see Merle all over social networking.
Yes, she loves it.
And speaking of listening hard, here's her birthday request. She wants birthday greetings from Oscar as Mike as Pony, Pony as Rob, and Rob as Oscar. All right, okay. You want me to go through these again?
Yeah,
we'll start with
Oscar as Mike. I can do that right now.
Oscar as Mike from Merle Rogers. Birthday greetings, Oscar as Mike.
Happy birthday, Merle!
That's angry, Mike.
Do you know Carla's doing that now?
Oh, the no!
We'll have a discussion. She's like, and I'll be like raving out about something. She'll be going, with the elbows up.
Oh, no, that's...
You know, became a pirate somehow.
That must make you feel pretty horrible.
All right, let me see. All right, Oscar is Mike. From Mike is Pony, okay? Merle... happy birthday. We really want to make sure you
stay on the mic, Pony.
Boy, happy birthday.
I don't know what I'm doing. Pony is Rob from Merle Rogers Pony.
Hey, Merle. I hope you have a boss birthday.
That was great. Jesus.
Ten. Each and every day, I hope there's one moment that makes me glad I come to work, and there you go. And from Rob as Oscar to Merle Rogers.
Hello, Merle. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Okay.
Or it's, something.
It's,
you
know, not, what? It's not Oscar at all.
Rob always makes it about himself.
But I hope your birthday is amazing.
That's a little double trouble there. Matthew Gilbert says that his 42nd birthday would be incomplete without a professional disc jockey from New York City giving him a tip on the best way to decorate his birthday cake. Cannot do it today.
No, okay.
That's 7 weeks in a row with Scott Shannon.
All right.
I will tell you, Matthew, I hope you have a wonderful birthday and lifesavers. There you go. I'm sorry, but it's just too much. Here's to the teachers. Am I right?
Yes,
right.
Mike. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. You know what about teachers?
They're great.
Great.
Teachers like Mr. Pete Shepherd of Buffalo, New York. This Saturday, Mr. Shepherd turns 46, and he says our show helps fight the drudgery of budget cuts. Oh, just like Mr. Holland's Open.
Right.
Opus. And seventh grade mathematics. Oh, I can't. Oh, get
trigonometry
rifle right there. I swear to God.
Yeah.
That would be truly miserable for me if I had to teach any kind of math. But seventh grade mathematics, that would be truly disturbing. So anyway, happy birthday. Will Dick Queasy be offering him a birthday special? Well, by golly, how about for all the educators out there? You know, because you got to learn about how things work. And I'm here, and I'm Dick Queasy from Dick Queasy's Discarded Seafood. And I'll tell you right now that I love my seafood, and I also learned early on from my teachers about chemical reactions. As a matter of fact, from my chemistry class, I knew that you could have an ammoniated piece of seafood that's not necessarily going to kill anybody. And that's why I decided that I'd serve my delicious seafood.
And you know, Dick, don't sell yourself short. You use mathematics all the time in your restaurant, where you
that's
take
right.
the sell-by date and you add 14.
Thank you very much, Rob. That's very astute of you. And this weekend for the educators, I've got a special on filet of sole. Now, it's not the sole you might be thinking about. What it is seafood that's been stepped on that's previously been dropped in the restaurant. It's a filet of sole. Could be crab. It could be lobster. It could be a filet of sole. But the fact is, if it was stepped on, you get it half price. Come into Queasy's this weekend. And by golly, I'd sure like to say happy, very big happy birthday to Mr. Pete Shepherd. Thank you very much.
All righty.
All right, very good. Also, what about high school teacher Judy Wilcox?
Yeah, what about
She's 38 tomorrow and is stressing about her July wedding. Her fiancé, John, thinks a Vuvuzela blast would really calm her down.
Mm.
So this is going out to, let me see, Judy Wilcox.
The office is
going
to love this.
How's that?
How about another one?
You want one more?
Sure.
Yeah, a little louder, please. Thank you. A little louder. Thank you very
Jesus
much.
Christ.
And, you know, three's the charm. How about one more?
Mike, you kill it. You are so killing me. You understand?
Do you want a straight blast or do you want the sound of a Vuvuzela driving by?
I want you to use all of your stomach air to give us a really good Vuvuzela.
Okay, gentlemen. Okay. Jesus, can we act like adults for one time?
Okay. No, we can't. No, I'm down here in Florida. Here we go. Go.
Okay. We're going to lose our lease, for God's sakes.
Wow. Wow, I feel lightheaded. I feel embarrassed.
I just like looking at you doing that. I'm sorry. Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to that's going to disappear today, by the way. That was probably the last
thing
that's going to happen.
To be honest, Oscar already had hidden it. He had hidden it behind the panel in the console.
I did.
I said, "Where's the Vuvuzela?" He said, "Ah."
You see, our DC studios are located in a cubicle with others. And one of Oscar's people had a birthday on the 14th. Happy birthday to Daniel Rodriguez. He is a listener since 2001. All he wants for his big day is a few kind words. Okay, you want to go around the room, Rob, Oscar, and Mike? Kind words for Mr. Daniel Rodriguez.
All right, shall I start?
Go ahead, Rob.
I think a kind word is love.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar. Daniel, when maybe a thought, if you will, when you rent an office space with that's mixed use with other businesses, make sure to leave all sound machines or sound toys out of the office.
You really did shake him up, Rob, with that.
Yes. And,
I feel horrible.
A kind word for Daniel Rodriguez on his birthday. Daniel, don't sweat the small stuff. Won't matter when you're worm food. Okay, let's see. Doggy birthday. Mini Schnauzer. Oh, we're using dogs now. People are sending in pet birthdays. No. No, I have to draw the line there.
That's
I will
fine.
Do this.
That's fine.
I will do it this one. Do you agree, Rob?
We're
setting a dangerous precedent
what
here
I
if
do,
we start
Mike,
doing pets.
What I do, Mike, is I set up the buffet. And you eat what you want. And if you don't want to do this.
You set up the what?
The buffet, and you eat what you want.
I thought you said buffet.
Did I?
Okay. Did I?
Did I?
Yes, you did. I heard you.
Well, then you know what? I would like to take a moment to say a few kind words to you. If you don't want to do the dog birthday, it's fine. But I liked the letter. That's the thing. It's not so much about the dog birthday.
F them.
But I like what she said because it really requires some explanation.
Okay. Well, this will be the last one, though.
Never again.
I just want to point that out.
Never again.
Because it diminishes the other
actually,
birthday.
Actually, you know what? If we do it now, it sets a precedent.
Really?
We would never say, if we were on the air in D.C., we would never say happy birthday to a dog.
No, we wouldn't, Rob.
Don't, as I said, don't be a cheap slut.
As I said, I set up the buffet. You do what you want.
I think it would really be dangerous if we were to share the birthday of Mini Schnauzer Mabel Georgiadis, who is now 7. That's 49 to you and me. She listens to TMOS every day and would love shout-outs from Frankie, Beluga, Linus, and Oscar.
See, that's why I liked it, is because she asked for shout-outs from 3 dogs and Oscar, and I didn't understand it.
Happy birthday, Mabel. And finally, Elizabeth Branson.
Yes.
A great name and a great city.
The best city, Mike.
Elizabeth Branson of Cherry Point, North Carolina, has a birthday this Saturday and would love it if Meatloaf would sing a song for her. I just hope he doesn't have any nasty accidents. And going out to Elizabeth Branson, Meatloaf, to sing for you. Go ahead, baby.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Still my favorite.
Mike,
I love
Mike
that.
I'm being told he's going to be all right.
Oh, that means you can start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Wonka?
I am extraordinarily busy, sir.
I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. When does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler. That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams to pieces. You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet. We're powered by Encore Insurance Services. We have over 23 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we're heard over the air on the mighty KCJJ. In the heart of the heartland, go Hawks. Did I take you that a little bit? I know there's this tiny, tiny little thingy.
You did nice. You did nice with the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Mike.
Thank you. We are in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
Hi, Tommy Woo! Lang.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why, Mike? Why?
because they get it. I'm going to do something I've never done for FanDuel because this opening segment of the show is brought to you by FanDuel.
Yes.
I'm going to do it right now, okay? I'm going to ask you guys for my recommendations, and I'm going to start my lineup right now for FanDuel because FanDuel is the home and leader in one-day fantasy baseball leagues. I'm going to do mine right now. Not as successful as I wanted to be yesterday, so let's see.
Ever upward, Mike. Is Fernando Valenzuela still playing?
No, he is not, Rob.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Mike,
but
I'll
Adam,
lead you to the promised land.
All right, you know what? Let's go. My pitchers right now. I'm going to give you the top three.
Okay.
I know who I'm going to. I'm going with a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I'm going to put in David Price.
Maybe
David
even,
Price is my pitcher.
Maybe a Devil Ray would be better.
A Devil Ray. Thank you. It's Tampa Bay Ray.
Yes. Pump. Rays.
All right. Let me.
That's
see.
That's closer than Buccaneer. Are you kidding me?
I am not using Yadier Molina. True. I will not be using him. That he will not be my catcher. We're going to go with Brian McCann as my catcher.
Nice. I think that's
right.
A wise move.
Let's go on to our first baseman right here. Boy, you know what? Got to go with the homer there, David Ortiz. But he's not a first baseman. He's not going to be playing first base today.
Well, because you know that, you should probably get somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. Who should I put in there? Boy, this is tough. I'm going to go with Jose Abreu. I'm going to put him in there, even though I don't know if he's
can't go wrong
playing for the White Sox today. But I'm going to put
is Fred Lynn still playing, Mike?
You know what? Let's go for your Washington Nationals. We're going to go with Adam LaRoche.
Nice.
Adam
there
LaRoche
you go.
Is going in there. There
made a lot
the,
of D.C. residents very happy.
The hometown team. Let's see. My second baseman will be Ben Zobrist. I'm putting him in there. There you go. Let me see. Moving on to my third baseman for FanDuel. This is very exciting, everybody. I'm doing this right now. Let's go with Dean Anna.
Yes!
From the New York Yankees. No, I'm not putting him in. I don't
Why
know
not? I was so excited.
I know you were.
Well, because he's a
tough.
Yankee, you won't put him in?
I'm going to go with, let's get multicultural from St. Louis, Colton Wong.
Okay, there we go.
You. That's for Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Player cannot be added also. Oh, I'm going to third base. Terribly sorry, boys. Moving on to third base. Evan Longoria. I'm
nice.
Spending some serious money on Evan.
Oh, she was great in Desperate Housewives.
No, thank
that's
you, Rob.
Evan.
I appreciate that.
What's that?
Evan, not Eva.
Oh, one letter.
Here's a guy I do not know at all. His name is Alcides Escobar. He plays for Kansas City.
Oh, that's a strong
he
last
is
name.
Gonna be my, he is going to be my wild card shortstop. And let me see. I have very limited funds left for my outfield. How about another homer? I'm going to go with Jason Worth
okay.
for my right fielder.
Excellent.
All right, very good.
Very good.
Let me see. I don't know if he's right field or not. Let me see. Sterling Marte. Going to put him in there. And, oh, my God, I have $900 remaining.
Oh, that's
I've blown
it. Get some great talent for $900.
I've blown it.
Put Matt
I have
Bloom
totally
in,
blown it.
Put Matt Bloom in the outfield.
Yes. We're talking about FanDuel. FanDuel will pay up to $1 million this baseball season and over $400 million this year. Here is a typical offer just to get you started. It's a wonderful special offer. The first 50 people that sign up and use our code TMOS, FanDuel will match their deposit dollar for dollar up to $200. Act fast. The deposit match offer is going to end soon. Get your share of the $400 million in payouts at FanDuel.com. Just use our code TMOS to sign up at FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. And I really thought I'd be able to pull this off, but I went through my salary cap too quickly, and I'm coming up short here, so I have to do an editing.
Yeah, because he probably spent most of his money. He's top-heavy, probably on his pitchers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what sometimes that's where the points are.
Yeah, well, it all depends on how you're going to break down. And that's the great part about working with FanDuel is that it takes 2 seconds, and you'll hear Mike go through this. He's going to probably arrange some of his shortstop money or maybe his first base money and then
I
go
took
back
my
down.
Third baseman, and I put in Brock
go.
Holt, who may or may not be playing for the Boston Red
Brock
Sox
Holt!
Today. I'm going to have to keep an eye on it. And let me see. That gives me $2,800 left, which is going to allow me to get from the San Diego Padres, Chase Headley.
Nice.
Who will now be my... Oh, I'm sorry. No, I can't do that because I have to do it with an outfielder. I'm sorry I'm doing this on the show.
No, I think you're doing
it. Irresponsible.
You know, Oscar,
actually, this is a window into your mad mind when it comes to baseball.
As a nod right. to people that watch Arrested Development, I think it would be great if you also went, Brock Holt.
Brock Holt.
But no, you got to
okay,
do the
Okay, guys,
the
here we go. It's a
Brock
choice
Holt.
Between...
Brock Holt.
Robbie Grossman of the Houston Astros.
Yes.
Or Nate McClouth of your Washington Nationals. We're going to go with Nate.
So clearly Nate McClouth.
Nate McClouth. There's my lineup. I've got it. It's big winner. And enter. That's how easy it is. Saving your lineup. I am done for the $40,000 Thursday Major League Baseball shootout at FanDuel.com.
Can't
baby.
Miss.
That's it.
Good
and I
stuff.
Hope they like that.
Good luck,
I
Mike.
Hope they like that. That was a little X-tree. Oh, God. It's been a crazy morning.
Well, you got it so has. Much to do. You have to, we had an advertiser call. We mm-hmm. have the show. You had to gamble
yes.
before we started the program.
This is true.
Good
absolutely.
To go.
That's right. We had to make small talk, as we always do.
Yes, lovely.
The small talk we could cut out.
Friendly small talk.
Oscar hates small talk.
Always such a slice of heaven. But anyway, I'm here. I'm queer. I'm not going skiing. But I'm going to tell you this, that the other thing I was doing this morning, after I did the show prep, I decided that I would look on the Department of Florida Motor Vehicles website.
Yeah.
And to find out what I need to do to get my Florida driver's license. And, you know, when you dive into the bureaucracy of any state, it just gets convoluted. And my brain started to hurt when they started listing the secondary pieces of identification that I needed. Now, I have a valid Virginia driver's license.
Oh, good man.
With my photograph on it.
Yes.
You would think
that's as good as a passport.
That all I would need, well, another thing that's caused a bit of a sticky wicket.
Yes.
Is that my passport has expired.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not the end of the world.
Then how?
I know.
Then how
I know,
will you get to the Vatican this summer?
It's tedious. It's tedious because I have to reapply.
You're one up.
Passport's tough.
You're one up everybody, especially in Florida, with all due respect to my people down there. You're white.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. You won't have a long line once you get to the DMV down there, because as a rule in Florida, what they do is they take away driver's licenses. They don't give them.
Yeah. There's actually attrition.
Yeah, that's right. They'll say, oh, I'm sorry, that is not the letter L. That is a cow. Give me your driver's license.
I'm working off memory here just to see what I have to do. Oh, and
that's
I believe
not a good thing
it
to
is.
Do.
Well, I mean, it's I've got the I bookmarked the page. I'm a big bookmarker of pages because that's what assists my memory down here.
That's your filing system?
That's my filing system. Otherwise, I would forget it. I have more like sundry bookmarks on my computer that are just insane.
What you can do is bookmark the deed to your house, and then you'll know where it is.
Yeah, that's important. Did you ever find that, by the way?
Well, obviously the sale went through, so I think everything's okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Where was it? Was it the City Fathers?
I'm looking at you.
Hey, do the City Fathers have a filing cabinet with duplicates?
You know.
Duplicates? Because it comes from the word double, right?
Yes.
Duplicates.
Duplicates. It's duplicates.
No.
Are you finished?
I'm sorry.
You're not even nearly finished.
No, we have two to do.
Yeah, two to do. Thank you. You got plenty of time just to bust my balls. That's what I saw a guy the other day. He said, what's the show? Three guys busted each other's balls, primarily two against one, almost on a daily basis.
What about your birth certificate?
I have that.
Oh.
How about your Social Security card? Do you have your original Social Security card?
I do not.
No. Hey, is your birth certificate on old-timey paper?
Yes.
Did you burn the edges to make it look cool?
I might have it.
It's like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
It is. It's so old that the W's look like L's.
Yeah, and everything's in cursive. Yeah,
exactly. Roman numerals?
Yeah.
He was born in XLX.
Like a jester should read it out.
Hear ye. Oh, like that fake guy that came out in front of Buckingham Palace after the birth that wasn't a real guy.
Look at Mike with his sensible belt.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want those pants to fall down any further.
He's got it right there.
So when I moved my filing cabinet in, which is a two-piece filing cabinet, and I just found this out now.
Yeah.
This is how organized I am. When I put it, there are two pieces of a filing cabinet, a very narrow little
they
filing cabinet.
They stack on top of each other.
You love two pieces at the bathing suit. When you have a bathing suit, you love two pieces in a file cabinet. Always two pieces for you.
Oh, look at
all
that.
Are you guys see that?
Oh, my God. It looks like you took it from an apothecary. Is it full of medication?
So I'm looking at that filing cabinet. It looks normal, doesn't it, from this distance?
Sure. Something out of a law office, it looks like.
Normal, right? Yeah. Looks like you see the top one?
Yeah.
And it's like on top?
It's upside down.
Oh,
so when you open it,
everything falls out?
Almost like
it's upside down. So there's no way I can get anything out of it. So F it. You know what I mean? I'm just trying. I'm doing the very best I can.
With the assistance of another, could you perhaps make it right side up?
It's not enough to do on the show, Rob. Thank you very much.
Oh, I know. Oh, you just discovered it.
I just discovered it.
Oh, I thought you discovered it days ago and you've given up on it.
No, I was just going to look for my birth certificate. I was going to show you my old-timey birth certificate, and then somebody would write down the numbers and then, you know, buy like a car with my name.
Probably
and
smart not to show us on camera.
Were you born in Glastonbury? What is the city that you were actually born in on your birth certificate?
Hartford.
Hartford Hospital.
And how about you?
I was born in
La Paz.
In some little mountain shanty on the side of the road in La Paz, Bolivia.
On the side of the road?
I'm sure I
was. Like in a building, I hope.
Well, if you look at my birth certificate, there's a lot of dirt on it.
I understand.
So I imagine that's what happened.
Do you know that
Hold on. I wanted to ask Oscar. Were you really born in rural Bolivia?
I know I was in a hospital. I know my mom claims she almost died giving birth to me. I know that my father, who is a doctor, didn't arrive, shocker, till later after I was born.
Sure.
I have seen the hospital where I was born, because when we went back to Bolivia when I was younger, my mom pointed it out, said that's where she almost died having birth to me. She likes to mention that every time she says.
But it was a hospital. Technically,
yes, but
it
looks
hospital.
Like something.
Giving birth, not having birth.
I would say the survival rate at that hospital, with all due respect to my people, in my heritage, is 50-50. I'm lucky to have made it out. I walked in that place, and it looked like it belonged in a museum.
And Rob Spiewak, I know Rob doesn't talk about this often because it's a very, very unique location that Rob was born. He doesn't share this only with his close friends, and I'll ask him right now because he might not want to share.
No.
I'm just setting him up randomly.
I'm prepared to tell everybody. Rob, I was born actually in a corporate setting. I was born in Hershey, Pennsylvania at the chocolate factory.
On that note, we will go to break.
I believe that. That's where your sweet tooth came from.
No, to be perfectly honest, Mike, I was born miles from here. I was born in Georgetown University Hospital. So it's like coming home for me. But I was born under chocolate.
Rob was born at King's Dominion. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show right here. Holding hands and skimming stones. Hershey got me. You know that sometimes when I set you, no, you rarely, you're almost 99%, to be honest with you, when I set you up like that.
And also,
Hershey, Pennsylvania was not, I was not expecting
nearly 99%, the actual survival rate at Oscar's Hospital.
Rob,
nearly 99%.
Nah.
When Rob was born, and I can't stop thinking about this now, we're going to get back to this in a second. Our segment now is brought to you by Vistaprint. I used to think that Rob was born normally.
No.
Not at Hershey Park.
No, I was born under chocolate, Mike. It was like the... Do you know the river that Augustus Gloop fell into? It was a water birth, and I was assisted by a 600-pound midwife. Actually, my mom was. I was also assisted, too.
Let me read the commercial, okay. Or I'm not going to be able to. I used to think that it could cost an arm and a leg to effectively market your business. That is not so, my friend.
Oh, my friend.
Because Vistaprint.com has everything you need to get the word out about your products and services.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sell chocolate, you could get the word out about chocolate with Vistaprint. And you get to keep your limbs because it's not an arm and a leg. For a limited time only, just for our listeners, you got to try this deal. Even if you flirted with the idea of business cards, don't miss this offer. 250 high-quality premium cards for just $10, shipping included. And if you need more, no problem. Vistaprint can handle quantities up to 5,000. It's okay if you don't have a large marketing budget to spend on cards. Vistaprint allows you to order their quality cards at low, everyday prices. Rob, for example, has a business card. That's a Hershey kiss.
Exactly. And
with a baby's face on.
It's beautiful. I got the foil option, so it looks like foil.
You can customize your cards like crazy. We love it. We all have our designed cards by Vistaprint. You can design them, use the fonts, use the business. They've got it all at Vistaprint.com. And please put in our promo code TMOS in the cart when you check out. That will get you the deal of 250 cards for only $10. Go to Vistaprint.com. Remember, our promo code TMOS. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing to behold because, Horny Bob Spiewak was there and Rob's mom Sharon was there and they were standing. And you know how you normally have Oscar on the other side of the glass in the nursery.
Right.
This was the other side of the glass, but in front of them was a conveyor belt.
Right.
With those giant oversized Hershey kisses.
And it would go kiss, 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 baby.
Baby.
Kiss. Yeah. And you know, I've not really discussed this a lot in the past, Mike, but could I take a moment to send sincere thanks to Milton Hershey and the Hershey family who were so supportive after my birth and who actually sent my mother a bassinet made of muffins that I slept in for months. Yes. It was wonderful. And
we're going to stay with that. Rob was born at Hershey Park.
I was in the factory.
In the chocolate factory.
And people were, it was part of the tour. And the people that sat in the giant chocolate kiss car that were going through the factory, they said, and to your left is a young child being born.
And, people have always asked me, Does Rob really, you know, minorities and people that are different?
Does he
can sound hateful occasionally.
Sure.
Does he really feel that way? I said, well, you know, I think it stems from the after birthing process that they went through up at Hershey Park.
Right.
When Rob was surrounded by chocolate.
Of course.
Not go into the details with that. But
Lay down on the couch and tell me your feelings. But it's very much related.
All I know is some sort of trauma that we won't go into here. Yes,
and
Alex.
Also,
it's okay. It's not natural. You know how when you're young now and actually growing up, I have one of these hanging up in my house. Rob doesn't. I'll tell you why in just a second. But they have plaster castings of your hands and your feet as a baby.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, right. You know, Rob had his, but it was made out of chocolate and he ate them.
I did.
So
I ate them all.
So he's jealous because he didn't get to have those type of memories and, you know, those type of, like, really historical aspects of his life that he can share with his family because the chocolate castings. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were actually invoking the Spiewak family yesterday as we took my youngest daughter to the Naples Zoo.
Why?
Because I was talking about the mentality of amusement parks and how, you know, we were in that zoo, and I'm not exaggerating here. Our total time was probably, and it's not a great value when you spend as little time as we
but
do
it
there.
Is a pretty good zoo, right? The Naples Zoo is pretty good.
No, it's a dog-ass zoo. I remember when I was down there, Mike had mentioned in passing about the zoo, and I looked it up on my laptop, and I said, I wonder if they have, because sometimes tropical places have different animals you'll never see at the National Zoo, because we're in the D.C. area.
Right.
We're spoiled because we have so many great animals here, and that's, I mean, somebody say the zoo in D.C. isn't that great either, but the one in Naples is really the Naples Zoo.
Now, listen, you can only talk about the Naples Zoo if you attend the Naples Zoo.
True. The reviews on Yelp were very good, though.
Now, do they have the same zookeeper they always had? Is it Cleveland Wheeler that's running the Naples?
Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, check out my Hawaiian shirt with the Tampa radio stations, all of them, on the back of the Hawaiian shirt. Cleveland Wheeler here. But anyway.
How many animals did you see that blew your socks off?
Blow my socks off is probably three.
Three?
Because obviously you're not going to get any of the big movies. Obviously no polar bears because of the climate. Were there elephants or pachyderms of any sort?
There were no. I did not see any elephants when
I
was there.
It's basically a petting zoo, Rob.
It is not.
Goats.
I got up,
a lot of goats.
No. I got up close to a tiger, a full-size tiger.
Hey, look at that.
Oh. Hey, now, come on. That's a king.
Michael Jackson owned two tigers.
They had lions. They had lions in the
fair.
Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Were they really sleepy
lions, though, because they're in
no.
ill health?
Because all the animals seem to be very... We're probably
Could you see their ribs?
No, it's fine. The zoo is fine.
Could you see the ribs on any of the people in the zoo that were visiting the zoo?
Hell no. Double no. Triple no on that.
Also
they
born
have
in Hershey.
They had a giraffe feeding station.
Ooh, see petting zoo.
Yeah, I didn't have any cash, so I couldn't buy the $5 for the two leaves of romaine lettuce that you
but
fed
you've
the giraffe.
But you've done that before, haven't you,
I
fed
have
the giraffes?
Done that. Yeah. I did that with my oldest daughter, Catherine. They remember from kids going to that zoo. So there were leopards. There were leopards. There were some very, very cute marmosets, which are those little bitty monkeys.
Now you're basically in vermin. You've slacked
not,
off.
They're monkeys.
Well, they're tiny monkeys. Did they
they're
have rabbits?
Monkeys? There was something that reminded me of you, Rob. There was a sloth there.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Well, there was very
nice
energetic.
And hairy.
Like a very energetic Rob Spiewak.
There was a sloth in the tree. And it was pure sloth-like because it was in like the crotch of this tree. And all you could see, he practically fused himself to the tree. And he was motionless.
Yeah.
There was a giant anteater. And I mean giant. I thought I was looking at a rhino when I saw it from behind.
Now,
first,
I know that's probably to be expected with a sloth. But with the quality of animals at the neighborhood. Zoo, were a lot of them staying perfectly still?
Like they were stuffed.
That they might have been dead? Yeah.
Like they were completely stuffed. No, it was a nice experience, but our total time commitment to that zoo was probably, I want to say conservatively, we were in there probably in 45 minutes. We were out. We were out, and it was a
that
little
screams
human.
Quality.
Not great.
I was saying the Rob, was I exaggerating when I told Elizabeth and Carla yesterday that you and Carrie and the kids have stayed at an amusement park for 8 hours?
Oh God, all the time,
easily.
Yeah,
which we were talking about. My daughters, because I used to take them down here to Orlando and we would go to Universal Studios, and on a good day, on the best day, we would be in that park for no more than 3 hours.
You see, but you
we
have to love. Last. You have to love the theme park experience. For me, it's not just about the rides. It's the smells. It's the people that you get to watch there. And it's letting the kids sort of really blow off steam and do what they want to do. And
it's funny because now that you're saying that, I had two Rob moments. And this was a tribute. I paid homage to you. I'm skipping ahead in this story.
That's
because
fine.
Yesterday was, all right, we went out to this place where you can see alligators in the wild. It's a preserve kind of a national park type mm-hmm. of area. You just drive off the road and there's some canals and there are alligators in their natural habitat, and it's sure. fun to watch them. Well, it was super crowded yesterday. Super crowded. And when I drive in there, there's this little turnoff off Old 41. I mean, right, really out in the Everglades. You have to drive like an hour south, Oscar, from yeah. where I live to get to where I'm talking about. And we drove down there, and as we drive down, you get there, and it's driving and driving and driving. And then when you pull off the road, there's a little national park area where they've got a little boardwalk, and it kind of walks out to the edge of the canal. I never stop there unless, you know, somebody in the family says, well, let's just take a peek.
Oh, sure.
We'll do it occasionally. We did it yesterday. I'll drive past that. Deeper into the Everglades, and you can see from your car, you can see these canals, and there are sometimes 10, 11-foot alligators there that you can
wow.
see in the wild. It's fun to watch. So we came back, and Elizabeth said, why don't we just stop where the people are all standing out on the mm-hmm. little boardwalk and looking at it. I said, all right, because I can't stand it, because it's, you know, around people that are like in an amusement park, and
sure.
you know how much I totally hate that.
Right.
So I pulled a complete Rob Spiewak. My daughter Elizabeth blew it for me, but I pulled a Rob and Brad yesterday. Because
what did you do?
We walk up to the railing.
I'm excited.
And it's standing over the canal, and sitting in the middle of this canal is what had to be, it looked like at least a 10-foot
okay.
alligator. This is a very large alligator, and it is literally in the middle. You cannot miss it. It's impossible to miss this. It is sitting in the middle of the canal, and it is motionless, and you can see it. I mean, it's like a dinosaur
yeah.
floating there 8 feet from where you are. So Elizabeth and I come up there. We're standing next to this guy, and she says to me, where is it, Dad? And I said, it's right there, Elizabeth. No, I said, where is it? She said, it's right there, Dad. And I see it, and it's right in the middle. And there's this old codger to the left of me. And I said, where is it? And the guy goes, it's right there. Now we're staring at it. It's impossible to miss. He said,
it's
right there. And I said, where is it? I can't see it.
Oh, my God. You dick.
And I
that's brilliant. Oh, God, I wish I was there.
He said, it's right, like, in front of you. Right. It's straight in front
the
of you. I said, is it on the bank? It's right there. Well, Elizabeth is mortified because she knows what she doesn't know that I'm doing this as a joke.
Oh, she thinks that you're old.
That you've lost it. Yeah.
So Elizabeth, at a certain point, says, Dad, you're either joking or you're out of your mind. And that's when I looked at the old guy next to me, and he gave me kind of a look that said, are you messing with me, boy?
Oh,
and,
no.
We moved on after that.
I don't know. I think that's fantastic. What's yeah. great is when they finally identify it, you can take it to the next step and say, hey, I'm not sure that's an alligator.
That's why you have to come down here next time. We'll take a break. Come back with more. We want to talk about Rob Spiewak's sleep study. The results
yes.
are in, and we will be doing that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'll soon be with you, my love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by LegalZoom.
Zoom!
Modern technology is great. Smartphones, tablets, and laptops make everything easier. But how is it that they seem to make us busier at the same time? Am I right?
Right!
You're right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Well, when it comes to getting the help that you need and the legal help that you need, LegalZoom provides a great solution that works with your busy schedule. The legal system is complicated, and there are better things you can do with your time. Thankfully, LegalZoom is there for you. Let's say you're thinking about starting a business or forming an LLC. Maybe you need to get a trademark, a will, or a living trust. LegalZoom gets the job done, and they get it done right. You get the personal attention you need, and they'll help you take care of all the details. LegalZoom has been helping families and small business owners for 14 years. They have received an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Call or visit LegalZoom today for an extra discount. Enter the TMOS code in the referral box at checkout. That'll get you your discount. That's LegalZoom and discount code TMOS. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services, but it is not a law firm. Why wait? Do it now. LegalZoom.com and use promo code TMOS. Earlier in the week of our show, we talked about Rob Spiewak and his sleep study because Rob, also a big snorer and noted fat man, much like me. And you went in and you finally got the results back. They said it was going to be a couple of days.
I hold in my hand, Mike, my polysomnogram report right here. And this is straight from the pen of my doctor, Sharu Sabarwal, MD.
Yes, thank you very much. Dr. Vinny Gumbats.
And Sharu, and I like to call her Sharu. I think that's nice to call her by her first name. Keeps it familiar.
I'm sure she appreciates that.
She said, one good way for you to combat your sleep apnea is to lose weight, but as you know, that takes time. So,
thank you. Thanks for the bulletin, Doc.
So what we need to do is, she said, we're probably going to get you on a CPAP machine.
Yes, Mike.
I have moderate to heavy sleep apnea, and I get to do another sleep study a week from Saturday where they're going to fit me with my mask and try me with the machine.
Wow.
So I get to go in, because apparently there are many machines, but also every machine has many, many masks, and they all fit.
That is true. That is true.
Do you have like a Bane mask, or do you have a clip on your nose mask? What do you have?
I have a full face mask, but I've got a small one. I've got a very, very small one.
Looks like a fighter pilot.
It's kind of like a fighter pilot, you would see. And, you know, they have all sorts of different machines, too.
She recommended the Elite S9, which she wrote down on a post-it for me to Google. It looks very cool, almost like a little vacuum cleaner.
So you are going to be going in, and are you going to have to go to sleep again for them to fit you?
Yeah.
I feel like they're
bilking him at this point.
Well, no,
don't
you
go in for the study and then they give you a machine. If it doesn't work, you get another machine.
Well, no, the thing is that they want the machine to properly oxygenate my blood because there were concerns.
Oh,
and now I hold in my hand the statistics. I want you to know.
You know, can I stop you before you go on with the statistics? I'm wondering. They did not suggest that for me. And
neither for my mom.
I'm just kind of curious if yours is severe enough where they really want to make sure.
Well, afterwards.
Look what he's doing.
Oh, dead Rob? These are the thoughts I had when I talked to the doctor. Question for you, though.
Wow.
You have the little SD computer card in your machine. So after you were hooked up to your machine, did they analyze your breathing after that?
Somebody did, yes.
Okay, so
I have a friend that has helped me through this procedure, and due to my stellar insurance, I was very grateful to have this particular friend.
What they're going to do, I think, is probably sort of invert that, and they're going to do the study of how I'm breathing before I get the machine. But there's many things to be fitted and adjusted.
You also
to
have
sure
to be
right.
comfortable. You have to be comfortable and make sure you get the right mask. And so I'm curious, will it tell us how many times you stop breathing during
sleep? Yes, absolutely, and the length. My favorite thing is when I came home, Carrie said, how'd the sleep study go? I said, amazingly, Carrie, doctor says I don't snore.
Oh.
Just to piss her off.
Interesting.
But actually, here's a quote from the report. Tracheal microphone monitoring revealed frequent loud snoring. So I'm a big snorer.
That's everybody. That's, that's most people, so that's not a big
deal.
Not
everybody.
Right there.
Good.
Yeah, well, you don't snore at all?
No, I don't.
Oh, that must be great.
Okay, CrossFit.
Well, I'm
all right,
in
good
shape.
Stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't snore when he picks up the plates.
Did a great workout yesterday. Almost ripped myself, though. I had to check myself. I had to go one plate down. I said, you know what? Don't be a hero today, Oscar. Don't be.
Thank God you didn't hurt yourself. That's
way to
great.
Go, stud.
Hey, do you snore when you wear your Google Glass?
No.
Really? That's great. Hey, do you
ever
snore?
So I want to get to the breathing. Get to the breathing.
One question. Oscar, do you ever snore when you hide your license plate in your car with that magic switch?
No, I don't do that either.
I know. It broke.
It did break.
You should know, Mike, that I do not have restless leg syndrome. Frequent periodic limb movements were absent, and my prolonged cardiac rhythm monitoring was unremarkable. So that's good, right?
I think so. Yeah, it means
you don't have
dramatic stops.
Right. However,
something moved in the middle of his sleep, though.
The overall respiratory disturbance index, my RDI, means that during normal sleep, I stop breathing 27 and a half times an hour.
Oh my God!
Now here's the best thing. During my
that's bad.
During my REM sleep, which I only had about 16 minutes of because of all the wires hooked to me.
It's REM.
During my REM sleep, my RDI, I stopped breathing 77 times an hour.
Holy wow!
You beat me. Mine was 40.
But 77, that's more than once a minute. Now here's where it almost doesn't add up. My overall
my overall average duration of my stopping of breathing, 19 seconds. That's the average time that I would stop breathing. Every time that I'd stop breathing, it would last for 19 seconds. But it did go as long as 27 seconds that I would stop breathing when I'm asleep.
All right, let me ask you this. Time for Rob to call Encore.
Exactly. They're not going to take my call.
I'm actually writing a little chapter in the book, and I wrote something about both you guys. One of the things I wrote about Rob was, especially when we're on the road, how Rob does not have the off switch. And Oscar, you know this is
true.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oscar hates that.
That when we're on the road, Rob is just, the energy level is truly amazing. So I never see you with low energy, but I would imagine it, with that many cessations of breathing during sleep, you have to have mornings where you wake up like you were hit by a freight train.
Yeah,
I would just imagine
that
would be natural.
I wake up, but I always tend after like 15 or 20 minutes to feel pretty good. The doctor asked me, do you have days where you wake up and you feel like you're badly rested? I said, occasionally, but not very often. And then she said, you know, your baseline oxygen saturation in your blood, of course, it can be no higher than 100%. Very average is like 95. And it's okay if it goes a little lower. My baseline is 92%. When I stop breathing, my blood oxygenization, the oxygen in my blood.
Oxygenization. It's hard to say.
It is.
It's very hard to say.
My blood oxygen would go down to 82%. And that's borderline dangerous. And that's what really wakes you up.
I'm just looking at Oscar.
Oh, he's
over
so
there.
Excited right now. Well, he loves it.
I don't love it. I'm thinking of the dollars I put down in the TMOS death pool. And I had Mike as a high, so I'm wondering how much I'm actually going to lose when you keel over.
Well, you know what? I only have to wait about 9 more days. I'm going to start on the right. But the problem is the reason that you wake up and you never get into, or why I wake up and don't get into REM sleep, is that my brain starts sensing you're dying, you're suffocating, your blood is not got any oxygen in it, and that's when you go and you gasp for breath because you've gone down 10% in your blood oxygen.
When you're regular sleeping, do you wake up a bunch of times during the middle of the night?
No, I don't wake up, but apparently I never get as deep a sleep as I should.
The deep sleep is really what gets your mind and your body the rest you
it's
need.
Your healing, it is your restorative sleep.
If you don't get that deep sleep on a regular basis, factor would be if you dream, and a lot of people don't dream.
That's
because
right.
They don't ever get to the REM sleep,
right?
They never get to that level of that deep REM sleep.
You know, even with the machine though, I will tell you that this particular night, last night, was one of the. I can go back because I can actually look at the machine and see how many hours I really got. And I really just did, probably not a length of time, but I just did wonderful sleep where, you know, I turned into probably 11:15, 11:30 last night. And I woke up at extraordinarily rare. I woke up at 7:45.
So you slept straight on through.
Which is unheard of.
Eight
for
and
me.
A half hours.
Blissful.
And it was just, you know, I feel it right now. I didn't, you know, I think everybody likes to use the term life-changing, and they like to say that. I think it's overused. But I will tell you that I think that you will notice a marked improvement in the way you feel. But I never see you dragging.
Well, the thing is that we're going to go from life-changing to life-extending, and I'll take that instead. But I don't really have a baseline to compare it to as to how energetic I could feel, because I don't know. I always feel what I assume is okay. So if there's going to be any sort of market improvement in the way I feel
when you
in
get
the morning,
home, when you,
it's going to be
get
great.
Home,
yeah.
Let me ask you this. When you get home in the afternoon and you chill out,
you've got
your Carrie is usually working during the week, correct?
Sure.
And so she won't be there when you're there.
Right.
And your kids. And so I would imagine when you get home, you've got both kids at school and your wife is at home many, many days. That happens.
Yeah,
correct?
That's the average. That's the average.
Do you sit down in a chair and maybe close your eyes for a little bit? Do you
I bet outside of times if I'm sick or fluish or have illness, I bet I've taken 3 naps in the past 2 years. I never nap.
Well, what do you do when you get home?
I will make myself some lunch, clean up the kitchen because it's always a disaster. And then
I'm just looking at him. I am looking at him because he is setting. You know how we set you up yesterday with the taxes? Well, you got to be. You got roaring there.
Along.
You forget that your brother's setting you up right now.
I think
now.
I'm playing along
I'm not,
very well.
No, I want to know what he does. What does Betty Crocker do?
And then I go down and I start to prep the next day's show.
Oh, he wants to get it over with.
It's important.
It's absolutely important.
I would call that good preparation.
Yes,
I wish anything I could prepare
for this show that I can prepare the day before, I do.
Rob gets all his stuff done when it needs to be done.
It allows me the morning if there's anything pressing that happens that morning.
I don't want to have to rely
on doing the stuff that can be done in
advance.
I usually, by 4 o'clock.
5-ish
usually.
Okay.
5-ish.
And, so I'm just trying to see where the fatigue comes in because you must be. What time do you normally close your eyes? Do you find yourself passing out or do you find yourself
10:30 or 11? I go to bed.
So you don't have. I mean, that's amazing.
I told that to the doctor. I said I really don't feel like I'm dragging horribly during the day. So if I can get a boost, I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing what this does.
What about this? When you lost all that weight, the 2 times I've seen you lose all that weight.
Right.
And this is an honest question. Did you feel an energy boost then?
Of course.
Okay.
And I think anyone who's ever lost weight, you feel better when you're thin. But really when you feel best, to be perfectly honest, is when you're putting the weight on.
In the bonus show this week, we actually are going to have a discussion about things that we eat that make us feel like crap that we still love.
Oh,
and,
God.
So think about that. We're going to be talking about
yesterday.
That on the bonus
show. Oh, I can give you a list of all my colitis
triggers.
Okay,
we're not doing that right now. So what is the next step is that you're going to get analyzed again. What, are they going to put different machines on you? How they're going
to
do it?
I think the way it was explained to me is that you are to be here at 9 p.m. and please do not be late. They will start me. First of all, they'll have masks that I will try while I'm awake to see what's the most comfortable, what fits me best. Then once I choose a mask, as they say with children, Mike, I'll go down for the night. And once I go down, they will go in and monitor me and make adjustments on the machine to maximize that mask to my face.
What it is, let me explain how it works. And this is the way I understand it. There are machines that they have now where the pressure, what it is basically forcing air into your lungs.
Yeah, exactly.
It is forcing air through a mask into you because you're not getting enough, and it's assisting you when you would normally have airways. It's a breathing machine, really, what it is.
And you know what?
And it's assisting you to get more oxygen.
I also found out there's also something called, a BPAP machine.
What's a BPAP?
A BPAP actually does your breathing for you.
Oh, that's the one with suppositories, right?
That's right. It's anal, Mike. It is an anal mask that anal you wear.
That's got to get dirty quick.
A lot of tape you have to use.
Seriously, what is a BPAP?
A BPAP will actually suck air out and push air in.
Oh.
So it actually assists you in all your breathing. I'm not to that level yet, but there are people that have to have...
That's somebody who's really in favor.
Do you guys ever get ashamed of that you have to have a mask to help your body work? I mean, let's be honest here. I told my mom the same thing.
Are you ever ashamed for being a douche?
I said, look, Gorda, I told my mom, fatty.
yeah, I'm sure. This is exactly how this went down.
I said, there's a problem here. You're having a machine to help you stay alive. Why don't you put down the baguettes and maybe... you stop saying I'm 60, doesn't matter, and you start maybe walking a little more. You've got a treadmill right
downstairs. This is what
right
you said to your mother?
In Spanish in other ways. And I do it in a fun, joking way.
You bastard!
Somebody, it's tough love, man. It's a Santana tough love. I actually went over there.
And it's easy to say. It's easy to say for somebody that's not battled it as much as
it's not
other
easy
have
to look like this. Do you know how much work I put
into
this?
No, I didn't say easy to look like that. So you're jumping ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I said it's easy to say when you're in fantastic shape.
That's right.
I mean, that's it.
Mike, he's in Santastic shape.
Santanastic. How was the workout? It was Santanastic.
It was amazing.
It was absolutely amazing. No, the honest, I don't know necessarily in my case, Oscar, and you're going to cry BS here, but it's not BS. I'm not quite sure in my particular circumstances whether this is all weight related.
Oh.
When
weight
I went,
certainly complicates it, and I agree, but
it complicates it, but I also have I basically breathe out of one side.
You
of my
have
head.
A deviated septum. That is severe, very true.
The worst,
yes.
The ear, nose, and throat guy said to me it's the worst one he ever saw based on a break, and I'll never forget, God rest my father's soul, when he said it's not broken. It was broken. It was broken severely and in a hockey
You get
practice.
A pass, Mike. What does my mom and Rob get?
But the fact is, for me as well, you're absolutely right. It's fat.
It
That's
is.
What it is. It is fat, and a lot more people were dying because they were dying in their sleep because they weren't breathing properly. And the fact is, this is going to be something that will hopefully give Rob more energy to get out there and do more stuff. And
this,
you know,
a step in the right direction.
Well, what I hope
I'm,
is
I'm
that
all about it. I think you're absolutely right. Oscar, I think I've got a long way to go, but I think I've moved to a place where, you know, I've moved more in the last 2 weeks and done more stuff and had more energy for my son and for my wife than I had the year prior.
That's good.
So I'm very excited about this.
You're on the right track.
I just hope that this renewed energy from the CPAP machine makes me a better broadcaster. That's all I hope.
That's right. And you should be very excited, Rob, because with the new models, they have a feeding tube.
Oh, I say bring it on. But I guess I still have to go to the bathroom by myself. Thanks a lot, Obama.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number and how great I sleep and how great Carla sleeps. We both adore it. They have the exclusive dual air technology. Now, what that is, for example, we've got a king bed. Carla has her Sleep Number setting and I have mine. We can adjust the bed to exactly the setting we want, and it gets the perfect level for firmness. It's your Sleep Number setting, and it is clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. I was talking about how great my sleep was, not just because of the little machine with the hose in it. I'm talking about the Sleep Number bed. If you considered getting a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one, can you really afford another sleepless, restless night? They're introducing the all-new Sleep Number Classic Series with queen mattresses starting at only $699, featuring the latest innovations, comfortably priced. My Sleep Number setting is a 60 right now. I play with it. I was all the way up to an 80 for super firm, went down to a 60, but the comfort of this bed, truly amazing. Carla usually sleeps at about a 70 to 75. We both sleep like babies in perfect comfort. Hurry into a Sleep Number store where queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, save $300 on the all-new C4 queen mattress set. No better sleep? Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, and we thank you in advance, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Very interesting story to start out with on News You May Not Need. Even casually smoking marijuana can cause abnormalities in the developing brain, according to the results of a new study funded by the National Institutes of Health. This is the biggie.
Now, when you say casual smoking, does that mean like without a tie?
Good question.
And a lot of patchouli oil.
Of course.
High-resolution MRI scans of the brains of adults between the ages of 18 and 25 who reported smoking weed at least once a week were structurally different than a control group.
Wow.
They showed greater gray matter density in areas of the brain associated with addiction, and showed alterations in the hypothalamus and subcolossal cortex. The study also notes that marijuana use may be associated with a disruption of neural organization.
So you're saying that people that smoke marijuana, they're changing their brain to be more susceptible to addiction. So it almost builds on itself.
I have no idea because I have not read the study.
It said that you had more dense gray matter in the neurons associated with addiction. So it's
scary. I would think this is scary for anybody, and you're going to get a lot of blowback on this because you have so many organizations that that champion this. And I've said it all along. I don't know, because I have consumed alcohol for a large portion of my adult life, and I know that alcohol can cause damage just as much as anything else. The fact is, you know, if you listen to people that regularly smoke marijuana and are advocates of legalization, and say, you will listen to them and you will think that this is some sort of health food. It's not. I never thought it was.
Right.
But I think there probably further study has to be done. But I know when you're talking about the National Institutes of Health and you're talking about a very detailed study, you can't certainly ignore something like this.
Yeah.
They go on to say the more weed a person reported smoking, the more altered their brain appeared. Now, these are just statistics that they're looking at. They're looking at scans.
That's for
they're
anything.
Looking at brain scans.
If you again, back to your point, if you drink enough alcohol, it'll affect the way your body works.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I don't
well, that's
know
a
because
fact.
I don't know if it's a fact because
if you
I think
get
the
into
fact is,
alcoholism, and alcoholism not just ravages your liver and your body, but it also affects your mind and how you make your decision process.
I think alcohol ravages many different areas of the body. I'm not sure what the specific young person's effect would be because I know alcohol in many cases is cumulative. But once again, we're not talking about booze now, okay? And for all the pot smokers out there, sorry, but this is a study specifically focusing on damage to the brain caused by marijuana smoke. That's what they're talking. And I think we have to get out of the... All I care about is what I'm going to tell my kid when they're going to college.
Right.
And if something is saying in a study...
I would say it's healthier not to smoke or drink.
That MRI scans of the brain are showing structurally different brain structure than of the control group, I think that's cause for concern. The more weed a person reported smoking, the more altered their brain appeared, according to the Northwestern University and Harvard Medical School study, which was published in the Journal of Neuroscience.
The thing that is so tragic here is the people that really should be hearing this news are all waiting outside in line in front of NIH, waiting to get in to be a test subject.
The finding already has the study's authors calling for states to reconsider legalizing the drug.
Oh.
Hans Breeder, the lead author, said he's developed a severe worry about whether we should be allowing anybody under the age of 30 to use pot unless they have a terminal illness and need it for pain. More to come, I would assume. Who knows whether they're going to be
follow-up
studies.
Maryland just decriminalized small amounts of weed.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, when you watch this and the people that were lining up, the people out in Colorado,
of course,
and where it's legalized, that are lining up at these clinics, they're not doing it for any other reason than they want to get high.
Part time.
And I've always found friends of mine that smoked a lot of pot, it seemed to me to have a component to it that seemed rather significant. I asked, listen, I use Dr. Drew all the time. It's the only person I ever asked about it. I said, what is the most insidious drug you know of? He said, it's pot, because it leads to other stuff, and it's very, very dangerous. So who knows? We'll keep you posted on that and let you know what's happening. And people are going to get so angry at this. That's what kills me about it.
I guess my only viewpoint is the economics and the violence that stems from Central and Latin America from this drug. That if we legalize
If
we legalize it and we try to control it as best we can as a government, like we did with alcohol, taxpayers get their cut, and people don't have to go to shady alleys or the shady dealer's house to get the weed anymore.
Lots of money to be made, but at what cost?
Worries me about the young people and how it affects their brain. We'll keep you posted on it. Speaking of injuries to people, complaints of injury linked to e-cigarettes from burns and nicotine toxicity to respiratory and cardiovascular problems have jumped over the past year as the devices become more popular, the most recent U.S. data has shown. Between March 2013 and March 2014, more than 50 complaints about e-cigarettes were filed with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, according to data obtained through public records. That is on par with the combined number reported over the previous 5 years. They're becoming more popular. I think that has something to do with it.
It has to be.
The health problems were not necessarily caused by e-cigarettes, and it's not clear that the rate of adverse effects has increased. In 2011, about 21% of adult smokers had used e-cigarettes, according to federal data. That's more than double the rate in 2010. So keep an eye on that one, too.
Of course.
I think we just have to be wary of what we're putting in our bodies.
What are your feelings about e-marijuana?
It's great. I'm starving.
Stretch THC.
Andre Johnson, do you know this Wu-Tang Clan-affiliated rapper, Oscar Santana?
Yes, you said it so white.
You really did, Mike.
Do you know this Wu-Tang Clan-affiliated
rapper? Are you familiar
rapper?
With Andre Johnson, the L.A.-based Wu-Tang Clan-affiliated rapper?
Do you buy any of his hit rap records?
Yes, I am.
He had a bad Wednesday morning, guys.
What happened? I didn't hear this.
Well, Andre jumped off a second-story balcony in an apparent suicide attempt after cutting off his own penis, according to TMZ.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's nasty. Law enforcement sources told TMZ they responded to a call and found Johnson lying on the sidewalk at a North Hollywood apartment building, critically injured. He is now at Cedars-Sinai. The status of his penis is unknown. Johnson is known as Christ-Bearer and a member of the duo North Star, who were discovered by Wu-Tang's RZA outside an L.A. radio station in 98.
It's the RZA.
Huh?
RZA?
Is it really?
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
There's
the RZA.
There's actually an update.
RZA.
There is an update that if he recovers, he's going to form a new band called the No-Tang Clan.
Right. The Wu-Tang producer took them on and provided beats for their 2004 debut. RZA presents North Star.
Yeah.
You familiar with all that?
Yeah.
I love beats.
RZA presents North Star. Remember, Mike.
Well, you're changing your story.
No, it's the RZA. I just like that he said RZA.
Search Dead around, Mouth. Mike.
Pony's loving it, too.
Dead Mow 5. F you, Pony. At least I can put numbers on a piece of copy. All right, here we go.
Oh, dear.
X-Men director Brian Singer has been sued by a man who claims Singer molested him when he was a young teenager at raunchy Hollywood parties.
Oh, no, that is not okay.
But Singer says the suit is an outrageous pack of lies. The lawsuit claims the teen, who is now around 30, was lured to a mansion in Encino and when he was 14 or 15 to attend a party that allegedly had a rep for featuring sexual contact between adult males and the many teenage boys who were present for the parties. So we'll have to see how that lawsuit shakes out. I know you're an X-Man fan.
Yeah, honestly. I am an X-Man fan, not an X-Men fan.
Go see the X-Men. And after that, listen to the RZA.
The RZA.
Yes, the RZA.
The Wu-Tang.
You would actually like some of the RZA's music.
No, he wouldn't.
The RZA. Jenny McCarthy had a big announcement on The View Wednesday. 24-year-old Mike Amasis is a retail assistant at... She got engaged to Wahlberg.
Donnie, right?
Donnie Wahlberg, yeah. the less... attractive Wahlberg.
Yeah, she's going to get married to Donald Wahlberg.
Exactly.
Can you believe
we
got
to move
that?
Along.
That's wild.
Now a little something something. If there's any heterosexual guy in the world tired of looking at lady parts, you'd think it would be someone who spends every single day examining them. But this guy proves us wrong. 68-year-old Paul Becton Jr. is a gynecologist in Paragould, Arkansas. And he was busted last week for taking photos of his patient's naughty parts using his cell phone.
Aww.
Without their permission.
No.
You always got to ask.
The cops started investigating him early in the month when a patient caught him pulling out his cell phone and taking a photo of her stuff while she was in the stirrups.
Her stuff.
So they got a search warrant, raided his office, and seized his phone, and they found several more photos of women he'd taken during exams. He's been charged with 5 felony counts of voyeurism. That's Dr. Paul Becton Jr.
Right.
And I guess in this case, the OB and OBGYN stands for Hump Boy. That's all I got. Take a break.
Nice.
Come
ball.
Back with the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Hold on tight, Doctor.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All the feds came. Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, also on the bonus hour this week, we're going to be talking about Easter and our Easter traditions and just how odd I think the holiday is.
Yeah.
It might make some of you angry, but the fact is it's interesting. Amazon is the best way to buy anything. Spring is here, and Amazon has everything you need to enjoy warm weather. Speaking of hot, check out the new Amazon Fire TV. That's a tiny box that plugs right into your HD TV. The easiest way to enjoy all your favorite subscription and streaming services like Hulu Plus. It's only $99. You'll love it, and you can only get it at Amazon. Please do me a favor and go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. You can go to our webpage and click right on the Amazon link and get anything you want. The best way to save money and support this show. Remember, click Amazon at MikeOmaraShow.com, and don't be afraid to bookmark it. Do it and do it now. Without further ado, let's get to the audio vault for Thursday, April 17, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
Something that I will say now that I don't say often is that there are actually a few good broadcasters in the Washington, D.C. area, and among them, this elite group, I would put Derek McGinty. I think he's an excellent anchorman, a great reporter, and a
Tommy
good
McFly.
Guy. Stop it. Now I'm being serious here.
All right,
but
go ahead.
Something hit Derek McGinty last night on the 11 o'clock news.
Pain.
And I think it would be
Kane, the broadcaster.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. What?
Well, Derek McGinty, I think, might have been dealing with some springtime pollen issues.
And I'm a classmate, you know, of Derek McGinty's.
Really? I thought you were so much older than him.
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm not so much older than him. Thank you very much.
But Derek is a great broadcaster, but when you got to sneeze, Mike, you got to sneeze.
Beginning tomorrow at 6 a.m. and continuing every Thursday through the month of May, we're dedicating a portion of our newscast to finding those kids. Tomorrow at 5, we'll have guests from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the
and Montgomery County Police Department with advice for parents. Now, our WUSA9 Facebook page will also have an album full of digital flyers with buttons to share with your family and your friends.
Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate that. Now,
the thing that was so great is when he did that, they had a big graphic up so you couldn't see him. So when he sneezed and it changed to a woman's voice, it's almost like he transformed. But Derek is still one of my favorites, and I do
Let
like
me look
watching
Derek
him at Channel
up
9.
While you're doing this, I'm going to look Derek up, and I'm going to find out when he graduated from AU. We might be exactly the same age.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, Mike, did you see the story about the kid and the claw machine?
I heard about it. I did not see this.
This is actual local Lincoln, Nebraska news coverage of exactly what happened. I think we'll probably use this as a photo today, Matt.
Absolutely.
There is a kid inside one of those toy claw machines where you put in a quarter and you try to grab a gift. But the child is inside it. Big ups to the mom, who's probably a great mom.
That's Derek right. He's in
Derek,
the claw.
I'm sorry?
Derek McKinty, August 17th, 1959.
Hey, God, like within a month of you, huh?
That's why I knew
Wow, he looks fantastic.
Thank you.
That's really mean of you, Rob.
Thank you. Not being mean to Derek? Wonderful broadcaster, youthful looking?
No, it's not mean to Derek.
How's that?
It's mean to Mike.
No, it's
he
not.
Might not have, maybe he just said he didn't he go to AU. Why did I always think he went to AU?
Mike's so busy, he doesn't realize you insulted him.
What did he say about me?
I said nothing about you.
Nothing.
McGinty graduated from American University in Washington, D.C. in 1981. Thank you very much.
Well, does it mention you? Did it say that he walked near you?
Shut up.
Let's go to the
Get
news.
Get back to the boy in the claw.
Okay, Lincoln, Nebraska, go.
That's right. He's in the claw machine at the nearby bowling alley. This happened in Lincoln, Mattson's Bowling and Billiards.
Disbelief for, like, how did he get in there? And that's pretty much what everybody was saying, like, how did he get in there? So, I guess the only thing we can think of is that he crawled up where the prizes come out, but still see.
Yes. Oh, a little too loud?
Yes. It's a little impossible.
One of the workers at the bowling alley found him just about the same time his mother was reporting her missing child to police.
Oh, my God.
The vendor was called in to get the boy out.
And it took him some time to get in there, so it wasn't easy for him to do. Let's put it that way.
The good news for the three-year-old, no injuries, and he's safe at home tonight.
And little boy's name is Cale Ireland. You might be wondering how far he wandered. Well, mm-hmm. It was a couple hundred feet, and it's on the same side of the street, so no busy streets he had to pass.
So Go glad he's safe.
Cale was just fine with it.
But playing in the claw machine, every kid's dream, I think.
Can you imagine? He's a sizey kid. But I think it's still easier for a child to get
he's
into a claw.
He's a sizey kid.
It's not like a 1-year-old that you could like fit through that slot.
Yeah, there are like some kids that look like kids, like in the Sally Struthers, the old commercials. They look like they're malnourished.
Right.
Yeah. This kid looks like a pillow buddy. Like he's a big kid.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, did he mention whether anything inside the claw machine was talking to him, like Toy Story?
He was allowed to keep one of the animals in the claw machine.
If I had the ability to claw, climb inside that machine. Based on the fact that they wedge those goddamn stuffed animals down there so tightly so nobody can get anything.
It's actually,
I hate that.
It's easier for a child to get in than to get a toy out. Did you know that?
It is.
Can you imagine the signs now in front of these machines that are going to have to say, do not try to get into the machine or do not crawl into the machine?
What they'll do is they'll have a picture of a child, like a silhouette of a child in the machine
and
with a red slash through it.
Right. Apparently, Pony could actually get inside with his car.
Drive right in?
Sure, absolutely. No problem.
There is a trend now on YouTube for kids to stand as close as possible to passing trains and take selfie videos to show how close they are to the train.
Good Lord. This kid
is so close to a freight train, he gets kicked in the head by the engineer. You can see the engineer put his foot out and kick this kid in the head, and I hope it knocks some sense into him.
Kicked me in the head. I think I got that on film.
And he's excited that the engineer kicked him in the head.
Sounds like the type of kids that do that. Oh!
How was he so close to the train?
I'm never gonna die.
What an
People
a-hole.
Want to be that close to train. Trains scare the hell out of me.
You know,
there's
the thing
so
is,
much power behind a train.
Yeah, but you also, I think it was Brazil, right? Where don't they like surf the trains?
Yes.
Where the kids die, you know, thousands of kids die a year.
I think
because
that
it's part of their culture that they get on there and they, you know, they show their machismo by jumping on the train and trying to stand up on it. It's terrifying.
And we close, Mike, be careful when you watch porn. It could be bad for you.
Some experts are claiming that watching porn is bad for your sex life. Those experts are called wives.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Congratulations on getting a great grade on your sleep study, Rob Spiewak.
A+, Rob Spiewak, always the way.
For all technical support issues with the Mike O'Mara Show, you can contact our Sugar Glider Wrangler himself, Matt Blum. Just drop him a line at ponyboy@mikeomaraShow.com. All correspondence for the show should be sent to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Gifts for the Mike O'Mara's family.
You're kidding me.
Can be sent to 18011 South Tamiami Trail, Suite 16, Box 119, Fort Myers, Florida, 33908. That's the last time I'll ever read that.
Easy as that.
Remember, our official eVoice hotline is open now at 800-440-8167. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.